Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny skies today with a high nearing 24. South winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Clear skies overnight tonight with a low around 19. South winds still between 10 and 15. Sunny as we head into Saturday and our high nearing 45. Some clouds move in over Saturday night, mostly cloudy and a low around 18. I'm forecaster Kara Foster. Currently it's 9 above.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Governor Laura Kelly is easing or suspending Kansas licensing rules for medical personnel or nursing home workers in hopes of making it easier for them to attack staffing shortages during a surge of new COVID-19 cases. Kelly issued two executive orders on Thursday. One allows hospital staff to perform a broader range of duties. The other makes licensing of nursing home workers more flexible so homes can hire people whose licenses have lapsed or fill less skilled jobs with workers who have relatively little or no previous training. The governor also declared an emergency for the next 15 days. The owner of a Topeka-based construction company is going to prison for his role in a scheme to defraud the government of funds designated for veterans and disabled minorities. According to the Department of Justice, Matthew C. McPherson, 45, of Olathe, was sentenced to 2 years and 4 months behind bars on Wednesday. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
When the days get shorter and the grass stops growing, it's time for Maximum Outdoor Equipment's Early Bird Winter Service Discounts. Call Maximum before the end of the year and save 25% on labor. Or get free pickup and delivery within a 25-mile radius. And next spring, when you're ready to start mowing, your mower will be ready too. Maximum Outdoor Equipment knows mowers. They've been focused on selling and servicing lawnmowers for over a quarter of a century. They also know come spring, there will be a whole lot of people wanting to get their mowers in to be cleaned and sharpened. Because while a whole lot of places can sell you a mower, not many places can service them. So give your mower some end-of-the-season love and save money now and be ready to mow next spring. Call 943-0201 before the end of the year to get an early bird winter service discount from Maximum Outdoor Equipment, just south of Kellogg on West Street and online at MaximumOutdoor.com.
Maximum Outdoor Equipment.
A Ulysses woman is charged with helping a man escape from the Larned State Hospital this week. The Pawnee County Attorney's Office says 38-year-old Amelia Melinda Brown is charged with aiding escape. Investigators allege Brown drove 43-year-old Isaac Watts away from the Larned campus after he escaped Monday night. Watts and Brown were arrested Tuesday morning at a Garden City hotel. Watts is jailed in Finney County pending any possible charges for the escape. Authorities have not said how he got out of the state hospital. He was the second patient to escape from Larned since June, and state officials are looking for a firm to review security procedures there. Crews were called to a home along K-99 around 7:35 a.m. When they arrived, they found a garage fully engulfed in flames. Westmoreland No. 7 Township Volunteer Fire Department Chief Kevin Umshield says anywhere from 20 to 30 firefighters responded to the blaze. The firefighters were from volunteer departments out of Westmoreland, Wheaton, Olsburg, and surrounding areas. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
When you own a business of any kind, you need an insurance policy that'll protect it. You need business insurance that perfectly suits your industry, and Blue Valley Insurance is proud to offer it. When you get an insurance policy from us, you're taking the first step towards protecting your business, your employees, and yourself. Let's start with an overview of the types of coverage you can expect. Stop by for quotes at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Police say a Grand Island man found with several knives on him threatened to cut off a police officer's arms before he was arrested. The Grand Island Independent reports that 57-year-old Ignacio Contreras was arrested Tuesday night on suspicion of carrying a concealed weapon and making menacing threats. Police say officers saw Contreras roll through a stop sign and stopped his SUV. Police say officers were investigating whether Contreras had earlier threatened to burn down a food truck when Contreras told Officer Jose Rodriguez that he would later find the officer and cut off his arms. Police said they then found various knives concealed on Contreras and in his vehicle. Nebraska lawmakers have kicked off a new session with contentious abortion and gun rights measures and an expected focus on how to spend more than $1 billion in pandemic relief aid that has left the state flush with money. The 60-day short session will feature debates over taxes, prison policy, state spending, and social issues. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Have you ever heard the saying, there's no such thing as a free lunch? Well, that's not true for students in Kansas. Free breakfast, too. Every student, every age, every school day. All you have to do is be enrolled at a Kansas school and enjoy eating safe and delicious meals free of charge. Turns out, there really are free lunches because healthy food fuels hungry minds.
Brought to you by the Kansas Department of Education, the USDA, and this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A recent COVID fatality was reported at CMH in Marysville, as a 29-year-old was listed as the 39th victim since the pandemic began nearly 2 years ago. Marshall County Health Department reported 51 active cases earlier in the week, up from 33 end of last week. Washington County had 53 active cases as of the end of last week. The New Year's baby at Community Memorial Healthcare in Marysville was a boy born Tuesday, January 4th at 6:50 a.m. to Marisha Cairns, Washington, and Gunnar Zedek. Winter formal at Marysville High School is Saturday with crowning at 7:30 at C.S. Levy and a dance to follow. Queen candidates are Addison Schmitz, Alicia Housley, Martina Rukamp, Marcy Behrens, and Kayla Spurgeon. King candidates are Daniel Ackerman, Trenton Heston, Chris Bartles, Kai Barton, and Ryan Stade. The annual meeting of the Marshall County Historical Society, which was scheduled Monday, has been postponed and will be rescheduled. Jill Kolzelka with Whispering Pines High Hopes Equine Assisted Learning Center will be a guest on our public affairs program this weekend. The Southeast Nebraska operation near Janson opened in the spring of 2020 and is an educational program facilitated with individual or small group formats, focusing on connection for those with behavioral or mental health issues, depression, PTSD, suicidal thoughts, as well as alcohol or drug abuse.
And then we go into Whispering Acres High Hopes, which is the Equine Assisted Learning Center. We help all different people of all different kind of ages with whatever issues and challenges that they have at the time. It can be anywhere from just needing to build a little bit of self-esteem, give yourself some self-worth. Substance abuse folks come out and kind of work through their problems. We have some autism kids that come out. Just all the whole range of any kind of issues that you have, we can help you work through those issues with the power of a horse.
They are reaching out to serve more individuals and are also soliciting financial donations that would allow expansion of the program offerings.
So we have an outdoor arena right now, and unfortunately because of that, we are mercy to the weather and also to daylight savings time. So, you know, we lose a couple hours real quick in the fall, even if the weather does work out to our advantage. So an indoor arena would be able to do... We'd be able to continue our work year-round and not have to tell some of these kids that have been working so hard, and adults, but not having to tell them that they've been working so hard and now we have to quit for however many months the Nebraska weather brings us to. An indoor arena, we could do that year-round. It is pretty costly adventure, if anybody could imagine that, because it's so many steps involved in that, you know, all the way from leveling the piece of ground that we have where we want to put the arena, all the way up to making the building and then all the inside stuff, the sand, all that kind of stuff. So if anybody wants to come see our place, they're welcome to do that. We have a Facebook page. If anybody wants to donate, they can contact me through our Facebook page, which is Whispering Acres Tales and Treasures. Or we also have a website, which is whisperingacres.org. And my contact information is on both of those places, and they can get a hold of me and come see the place. And if they want to donate towards it, that would be an awesome thing as well.
Jill Kozelka explains more on the public affairs program airing Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY, and the organization has a Facebook page under Whispering Acres Tales and Treasures. Alan D. Buss, age 86, of Wymore, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday at 1 at the Wymore Church of Christ, burial in Blue Springs Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 2 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Ovid Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Alan Buss. Kerry E. Lawrence, Sr., age 73, of Beatrice, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Monday, 10:30 at the Christie Anderis Funeral Home in Waterville, burial in the Fairmont Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, noon until 8. Family will receive friends Sunday, 6 until 8, at the Christie Anderis Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Kerry Lawrence, Sr. Amy R. Watsonberg, age 50, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Private memorial services are planned at a later date, with the Terry Christie Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Amy Watsonberg. Byron Hell Lewis, age 65, of Axtell, passed away Thursday. Private burial is planned in the Beatty Union Cemetery, with the Axtell-Andreth Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Byron Lewis. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, fried chicken, baked beans, coleslaw, and sliced peaches. Monday's menu, chicken, bacon, pasta, breadsticks, salad, and tropical fruit. KNDY News Time, 7:15.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Go full speed ahead. Blue Valley Technologies wishes you a happy new year. If your family received new internet-connected devices as holiday gifts, such as tablets, laptops, and smartphones, you may need a new internet plan as well. Upgrading to faster internet will enable you to use many devices simultaneously without experiencing slowdowns or buffering. Call 877-876-1228 to start the new year with new internet. Service availability and speed depend on location.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. As this low-pressure system finally makes its way through the Midwest, a very warm high-pressure system will follow close behind. Today, temperatures will be slightly closer to our seasonal averages. As this high-pressure system starts to make its way through over tonight and into Saturday, our temperatures will start to drastically change. Iowa will remain fairly chilly throughout the day today, with highs in the single digits and lower 20s. Looking at the rest of the region, we can expect to see highs in the lower 20s and mid-40s throughout Nebraska, the mid-20s and upper 40s throughout Kansas, and the upper teens through mid-30s throughout Missouri. Winds will still remain fairly breezy out of the south, which will start to bring warmer air up from the Gulf of Mexico. Conditions will continue to clear up throughout the day today and stay fairly clear throughout this weekend and into next week. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early January 39, record high on this date 70. The average low 19 and the record low 14 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:47. Sunset this evening at 5:20. It's 9 degrees this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 7th of January. KNDY News Time 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
It's no secret that Bite Me Barbecue has great food. And most of you know you can get it quick on the go. But did you know that Bite Me Barbecue also caters? That's right, you can get their amazing barbecue, including their new side, served at your next party, function, or get-together.
Game changer.
Call or stop in for details. Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
A tale of two halves
Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. At Madison Square Garden last night, it appeared the Celtics would run away and hide, taking a 25-point lead on the Knicks at one point. But New York clawed its way back into the game before R.J. Barrett banked in a desperation three ball, sealing the comeback victory.
Far sideline, half court left, 1.5 to go, tie game at 105. To Barrett, one dribble, right wing three for the win. Baker is good! He banked it in! Barrett banked it in! And the Knicks have won the ball game! At the buzzer!
The call on WEPN. Knicks topped the Celtics 108-105. Evan Fournier finished with a career-high 41 points, while Julius Randle added 22. To the NHL, the Penguins stay hot.
Other way comes Gensel. He gets behind the defense, flips it in on goal, and he scores!
The call on 105.9, the X. Penguins beat the Flyers 6-2 for their 10th straight win. It's the sixth time in franchise history the Pens have won 10 straight. This is ABC Sports. Back to the NBA. In a mini-slump, the Warriors lost their second straight last night, falling to the Pelicans, allowing the Suns to take over as the league's best team.
Rebounded by Chris Paul. He's got 8 boards on the night. CP3 wants a 3. And that one's good. Straight away as he brought it up, called his own number, and drilled it.
The call on KMVP. Suns defeat the Clippers 106-89 and earn their third straight win. Chris Paul finished with a 14-point triple-double, and Phoenix becomes the first team in the league to get to 30 wins. College round ball. Number 7 USC stays perfect against Cal.
And Ellis will hand to Peterson. He's around a double screen. Peterson thinks about the three, now kicks it to Mobley. Mobley will take the three and make the three. Isaiah Mobley dials it up from long distance.
The call on KABC. Isaiah Mobley had a double-double, 19 points, 9 boards to rally the Trojans to a 77-63 win. The Trojans stand at 13-0. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Friday night basketball action, Marysville hosting Abilene, live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Frankfort hosts Hanover, live on FM 95.5. Valley Heights will host Troy, Axtell is home to Clifton Clyde, Washington County entertains Donovan West, Centralia tips off at Lynn, and Diller O'Dell will host Falls City Sacred Heart. Again, Marysville Abilene on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Hanover at Frankfort, live on FM 95.5, on air, online, and on demand.
Hummus Trucking Incorporated greatly values each and every customer for their patronage and loyalty, and pledges to continue offering high standards, safe, dependable, and friendly service. From your friends at Hummus Trucking Incorporated in Seneca, commercial trucking as well as truck and trailer repair. Customer satisfaction is the top priority at Carriage Chevrolet GMC Buick, so thank you for all trusting us with your car buying experience. Carriage Chevrolet GMC Buick in Beatrice. Explore our impressive selection of new and pre-owned cars, crossovers, and SUVs online.
This isn't
or stop by our showroom to experience all that we have to offer.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Many parts of the Great Plains received measured precipitation over the last few days, but USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey discusses some drought coverage for wintertime commodities for the period that ended on Wednesday.
The main crop that we look at this time of year is winter wheat. Now, during the planting season back in September and October, drought coverage was as low as a little under one-third of the production area. 32% was the seasonal low back in September. By the end of November, winter wheat production area in drought for the United States had increased to 52%, and the current value on January 4th is now 65%, with more than 95% of the production area covered by drought in several states across the Great Plains and the Northwest, including Colorado, Texas, Montana, Washington, and Oregon. Winter wheat is a big concern heading into winter due to the drought intensity and coverage, along with adverse weather events such as the dust storm that struck the Great Plains back in mid-December. Meanwhile, hay production area and drought for the United States, generally stable. We saw a slight increase during the month of December from 41 to 44% of the hay production area and drought. Meanwhile, the U.S. cattle inventory and drought increasing during the month of December from 44 to 50%.
And the next USDA World Ag Supply and Demand Report will be released on January 12th. And that report report, USDA pegs the 21-22 world wheat production at a record 777.89 million metric tons. That's 3% above the five-year average. Total global supplies are forecast to reach 1.068 million metric tons, slightly lower than last year. USDA noted lower wheat production in Canada, Russia, and the U.S., which all experienced drought in the 2021 growing season. That is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, building their special stock cow and bred heifer sale Wednesday, January the 12th, starting at 11 a.m. on the bred heifers. There will be over 400 big fancy red Angus, black white face, and sim Angus first calf heifers. Some will be AI bred, with the balance being bred to low birth weight bulls for February, March calving. Cow-calf pairs include 60 Northern Origin black and red cows. They'll be 3 to 5 years old. They'll have 30 to 60-day-old Charley and Angus sire calves. There'll be 115 black-white face and red Angus cows, mostly 3 to 5 years old. They'll have 30 to 90-day-old calves. There'll be 18 Angus black-white face and Hereford first calf heifers. They'll have 30 to 60-day-old calves. Spring calving cows include over 300 black-white face and red Angus cows, 3 to 6 years old, to be bred to Angus and Charley bulls for February through April calving. All cows and heifers will be sold in lots to suit the buyer's needs. For more information on the special cow sale to be held Wednesday, January the 12th at the Manhattan Commission Company, starting at 11 o'clock a.m. on the bred heifers, please call the Manhattan Commission Company at 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network community. Hoosier, here's your latest Larry Steckel in part with our partners over at Cake News.
Well, folks, I've got some good news in my opinion. If this continues and grows, folks, it could be a big boost to primarily soybeans, but also the corn market in America. I'm talking about United just completing their first flight fueled by SAF. Soybean growers, take note. This is great news for us as airlines work to reduce their carbon footprint. Renewable diesel and sustainable aviation fuel, friends, is taking flight. Just a few days ago, two, 3 weeks ago, United successfully completed the first flight running on sustainable fuel. I got to tell you, it wasn't soybeans. It was vegetable oil and some corn oil. But quite honestly, soybeans are going to be the key here. It's a historic moment, they say. The CEO of United Airlines, who, if he's behind it, you know we got a deal going that's positive. He said during the flight, there's simply no better technology that has enough energy density that you could put enough batteries on the airplane to get an airplane this big with this many people flying this far electrically. So the sustainable aviation fuel used by United, and it primarily made from sugar and corn instead of soybean oil, as I said, say the jet fuel industry could mean big business for farmers in the years ahead, and I think so too. You talk about big business, that could be something. Oh, by the way, I hate to end up with this with my program here, but a Colorado man was sentenced in a $5 million cattle Ponzi scheme. And the reason I bring it up is not to talk about it specifically, except to tell everybody to be careful. When you're doing business with people, better know who they are. And you don't forget the old adage, if it seems to be too good to be true, probably is. See you on the next Techline Report.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Planning homemade soup for the weekend? We recommend starting today. We will tell you why next on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At MeltingBelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to MeltingBelly.com. That's MeltingBelly.com. MeltingBelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, January 7th, the seventh day of the year. Singer Kenny Loggins celebrates his 74th birthday, and Fanny Farmer became a household name after her cookbook was published on this day in 1896. Nothing warms the body like soup or stew on a cold winter day. But if you're making your own, don't neglect one of the most important ingredients, thyme. You'll get a silkier texture and richer flavor the longer the stock simmers. In the Middle Ages, it was common to leave a kettle on the fire for weeks at a time, adding meat and water as necessary. It's where we get the rhyme, peas porridge in the pot, 9 days old. We think a stock pot that simmers for about 72 hours is optimum. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find plenty of soup recipes and kitchen tips at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY. It's 9 degrees this morning in Marysville. Gradual warm-up today, and we'll be back into the 40s, they say, Saturday.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. The Kansas City Chiefs have lost the pole position in the AFC playoff race, and now they have to beat the Denver Broncos Saturday and have the Texans upset the Titans on Sunday to secure the top overall seed in the conference for the third time in 4 years. Otherwise, their playoffs will begin next weekend in the wild card round. The Chiefs have won the AFC West for the sixth straight time, and they're going for their 13th consecutive win over Denver. Five Big 12 games on tap for Saturday beginning at 1 o'clock as Texas travels to Oklahoma State. Kansas State is on the road at West Virginia also at 1 o'clock. 3 o'clock on Saturday, Kansas takes on Texas Tech in Lubbock. Baylor, number one Baylor, travels to TCU for a 4 o'clock tip. And Saturday, 5 o'clock, Iowa State travels to Oklahoma. And as we look at the American Athletic Conference, Wichita State travels to number 12, Houston, for an 11 a.m. tip. This is Kansas, Mid-American Network Sports.
Live from NRG Stadium in Houston, Texas, K-State LSU. This is the Texas Bowl.
Wants to throw. Good protection. Shoots it down the middle and or on the sideline, and it's Phillip Brooks, and he's got it. Phillip Brooks here on the near side. They'll mark him out of bounds at about the 20-yard line. Kirkland will throw. Fires far side, and it's intercepted by Ross Elder at the 15-yard line. He'll take it to the 20, to the 40, to the 45, and out of bounds is Ross Elder, the senior. Fires far side to Matrabebe, midfield. Terrific call by Collin, and K-State's got it at the 29, first down. Skyler looks right, throws right, has Deuce. Touchdown, Kansas State. Deuce Vaughn scores again for the Wildcats. His third touchdown of the night. Impressive win here tonight, 42-20 over the LSU Tigers as they finish 6-7 and the Cats 8-5.
The Kansas State Wildcats, the Texas Bowl champions.
Friday night basketball action, Marysville hosting Abilene, live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Frankfort hosts Hanover, live on FM 95.5. Valley Heights will host Troy, Axtell is home to Clifton Clyde. Washington County entertains Donovan West. Centralia tips off at Lynn, and Diller O'Dell will host Falls City Sacred Heart. Again, Marysville Abilene on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Hanover at Frankfort, live on FM 95.5, on air, online, and on demand.
KNDY.
My hair went flat. Man, I hate that.
than PMS. This job ain't worth the pay. Can't wait till the end of the day. Hey, honey, I'm on my way. Hey, 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 honey, I'm home and having a hard day. Pour me a cold one. And oh, by the way, hair up my feet, give me something to eat. Fix me up my favorite dream. Honey, I'm down, it's killing me. I need to relax and watch TV. Get off the phone, give the dog. Don't stimulate my brain. This job ain't worth the pay. Can't wait till the end of the day. Hey, honey, I'm on my way. Hey, 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 hey. I'm home and have a hard day. Pour me a cold one. Oh, by the way, get up my feet. Give me something to eat. Fix me up my
much better.